How many communities do you need to be able to thrive? It takes a village to raise a child, and it takes a bunch of communities to build a freelancer, from co-working spaces to online communities to conferences. Hashtag freelance life is a never-ending lesson. Here are the many communities I need to be able to thrive. It has taken years to find them, build relationships with them, and sometimes even have to kiss and make up.
Why do you need a community?
So there I was, gazing out the window of my studio in Mile End, London. The tree outside my window was mesmerizing me as I ponder about all the things I have to do. Running a business, project, or getting any endeavor going is a hard and lonely thing. To get it in perspective, not hard like a shot in the face like Malala, but hard in an I'm a white male living in London kind of way. I look at each job, and I'm amazed at how fast the answers come to me about who to ask and action to take. But this has not always been the case. The leading cause in the dramatic plummet in my mental health 10 years ago was working from home on my own. I was seeking to connect and suffered not having people to bounce off. It has taken a long time, but these days I have people all over the world. These are people I work with, bounce off, and they help me keep my independence as a freelance consultant. It's a list, and here we go.
1. Mainyard Studios. Weekly community lunch at Mainyard Studios, Bo.
Of course, I am a big fan of co-working. It is the industry where I do all my marketing consulting. Mainyard is the co-working space I work from in Bo. It has been open since last July, and I was the first person to sign up. I have the smallest studio. I have the broom cupboard. Every day is full of short and lively conversations in the kitchen. We talk about websites, podcasting, movie making, and music. We shout book titles at each other and eat lunch together every Wednesday. It is fun, fast, and affordable. Join the free open co-working and lunch every month here. Mainyard in Bo is also HQ to all the meetups I run, which leads me to
2. Meetup.
Monthly podcast meetup at Mainyard Studios Bo.
I've now been on meetup.com for over 12 years.
Some of the best people in my network have come from here. Pretty much every month for 12 years, I've run a meetup, and for the last 5 years, I've run one every week. They are all there on this page here. We have Write Club, Podcast Meetup, Art Club, and the Co-Living Meetup. A whole range of people come and talk about what they are creating, working on, and support each other. The support is best at Write Club. People write together and then help each other out on writing struggles.
3. London Co-Working Assembly. February 2020 Breakfast at Airspace on Oxford Street.
The group started in a Facebook group 2014 after co-working Europe in Lisbon. The Facebook group was up and down for years until we moved it to Mighty Networks.
Then in 2018, we began to meet for breakfast every month in a different co-working space. See the video below for how much the Lisbon conference fun that was. U2.B.
Every month, 45 people who own or run a co-working space in London come together to eat, hug, and talk about how to do better. I love these people. We talk about business stuff, and vital topics like inclusion, diversity, accessibility, rural, out-of-town co-working, affordable workspace, Mayor of London Workspace Group, business rates, young people in London, with urban MBA, academic research in the workspace industry, RGCS, co-working library, European Freelancers Week, National Co-Working Day. We get never-ending support from Matt at freeagent.com and Hector at included.io. London-based co-working space operators can join here. 4.
European Co-Working Assembly Team. Co-Working Library Meetup in Warsaw 2020.
I've been part of this group for the last 3 years, and the London group I mentioned above has grown from this. The European Co-Working Assembly is an NFP that works to support space owners in Europe. Every Friday is a team call to work through our projects. My main project is the Co-Working Values podcast with the amazing and formidable Jelko. At each conference, we go to run a camp where we book out a hotel or Airbnb and have everyone stay with us. Watch this video here for an idea of a camp. The projects are the same as London with the addition of European Freelancers Week and Co-Working Library.
5.
Freelance Heroes. Freelance Heroes Day 2019. Freelance Heroes is a Facebook group of UK-based freelancers started by Ed Goodman. I was in the first 500 to join. It is now over 8,000, and for me, it is the pulse of real-life freelancing in the UK. Ed and Annie run the Facebook group with an iron fist, so there is no self-promotion or nasty political slanging. People ask for help on every freelancer headache like price, money, legal, what to have for lunch, productivity and mental health. The main Freelance Heroes website is here. There is a brilliant annual get-together in Wolverhampton, and the next one is here. Side note, I'm doing a 45-minute talk at Freelancer Heroes Day this year on radical collaboration and I can't wait.
6. Story Brand Guide Community.
Story Brand Guide Class of February 2020 Nashville. Early in 2020, I became a licensed story brand guide, which means I'm 100% equipped to help people build sales funnels and marketing using the power of story. What we can do is in the Story Brand book, Business Made Simple, University and Marketing Made Simple, published March 2020. We are in small coaching groups and Slack channels to work with each to grow our businesses, from setting pricing to getting feedback on our own websites. This group is hundreds of people who have done the same high level of training as me but in different skills. So if British Airways came to me and asked me to take on their marketing, I could.
I'd be able to build a team from these people in a week.
For over a decade I've been looking for a place that talked about marketing and story that I believed in and could apply to simple to projects, and Story Brand is that place.
7. Indie Hall Brain Trust.
The December 2020 retreat in Warsaw, Poland. Indie Hall Brain Trust is a small group of independent co-working space owners from around the world. We meet online once a month, weekly in Slack, and once a year for an in-person retreat. Listen to this podcast for an idea of how we roll. Click here. We deep dive into the inner workings of running a co-working space. We share everything from managing communities, events, referrals though to security and marketing.
8. Make Your Mark Online. Make Your Mark Online with Martin and Lindsay. The main reason you are reading this is that I'm in this group.
Working on my own, I've always struggled with how to run my website. For the last 10 years I've had a WordPress website.
Most of WordPress I learnt from London Bloggers Meetup.
Being part of Make Your Mark Online run by Martin and Lindsay has been a total game changer for me. I need to add a hat tip to Chris Ma, who first brought us all together with the Content Marketing Academy. In short, we do a weekly group call on running our WordPress website and a regular 90-day challenge for our content. I've been with these people for around 3 years now and watched people grow, which is a lesson on its own. One rock-solid example is how designer Cole Gray has grown his YouTube channel from scratch to 18,000 subscribers in 3 years.
U2.B.
I've now got my big person pants on about how I run BernieAMitchell.com. Also, how my website gets me business, it's easier than you think. My site is still a bit of a shitstorm, but I know where I am going, and I'll sort it out. My fellow MIMO member and digital Sarah Busandri wrote a review of MIMO Online here.
This is pretty much word for word what I'd say. What next?
You'd be welcome to everything listed above. Click the links and look around. Are you in London? A great place to get plugged in is the meetups. They are all there on this page here.